Earners, what's up? You know what's crazy? I recently discovered that I was paying for a subscription that I hadn't used in over a year. I signed up for it, completely forgot about it, and it kept charging me every single month. Thanks to Rocket Money, I not only caught that subscription, but canceled it in just a few clicks. Rocket Money has been a game changer. It saved me time, money, and stress. If you're ready to take control of your finances, give Rocket Money a try. You won't regret it. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can see all your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help you cancel them. Their dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all your accounts, so you can easily create a personalized budget, track spending trends, and get alerts for unusual activity or bill increases. And here's the best part. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They'll handle customer service and get you the savings you deserve. How easy is that? So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/EYL today. That's rocketmoney.com/EYL. rocketmoney.com/EYL. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, you know how every new year we set these big goals, like saving more money, but somehow life just gets in the way? I mean, how many times have I told myself I'll stick to a budget only to see random delivery fees and subscription services eating away at my wallet? It's like the world is designed to spend our money. That's why I love Acorns. It makes saving and investing automatic so you can stick to your financial goals without even thinking about it. This episode of Earn Your Leisure is sponsored by Acorns. You've probably heard me talk about Acorns before, and I'm excited to share more about how it can help you too. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. Here's the best part. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you invest with the same spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your own Acorns account and start investing in just 5 minutes. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. For me, Acorns has been a game changer. I remember looking at my bank statements and realizing I wasn't making any progress toward my long-term financial goals. With Acorns, it was like flipping a switch. Now, every little bit of spare change I spend is automatically invested. Over time, those small steps have really added up. And it feels good knowing I'm working toward a better future without stressing about it every day. So head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensations provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
Main topic of today with tech stocks crashed, specifically chip stocks. NVIDIA down 15%. Mm-hmm. SMH down tremendous amount. Mm-hmm. ASML down. TSM down. Mm-hmm. Tremendous amount. So in a very short period of time. And there's been a lot of people that have said that AI bubble would end at some point. Mike Novogratz being one of them. Saying that not artificial intelligence wasn't real, but it was overpriced, overhyped, and it was going to be a catalyst at some point in time to kind of bring things back to the level of reality. So this DeepSeek thing comes out and shoots to the apps, top of the app store, overnight, pretty much a Chinese app company. Yep. They said achieved, workable function at a very high level. Some say even better than OpenAI for $6 million, a fraction of the cost of the billions of dollars that's been poured into all of these companies, including OpenAI. and it shakes the whole industry and make people think that, yeah, maybe not that NVIDIA is not a valuable company, but maybe their products are overhyped and overvalued as far as how much money is being poured into the space. And then for other companies that have not even done anything yet, but still have been able to raise a bunch of money from venture capital. So all of these chip stocks are down drastically. So, like I said, even if they're forging the numbers a little bit, or it's not, it definitely speaks to some level of pessimism that people have been talking about. I've been talking about this for a while, as far as the AI bubble, for at least 18 months. So I don't think that these companies just disappear overnight. But the question that everybody has is, okay, is this a sign of what's to come? Is this now, this is a reset, and it's going to be just a lot slower growth for these companies? Is it a good time to buy the companies? That's the next question as well.
Yes. Shameless plug, go to eaninvest.com if you want to know where to get into the market, where to get out. I put this price in, I think, 2 weeks ago for NVIDIA. As far as it being a reset, the top two or three players in the space will remain, that they'll be dominant. But I think, and I don't want to be flippant about the DeepSeek allegation, but I want to be clear. It's almost, okay, if you run it through their model, can't wait for the mastermind, because I'm going to show you some of the prompts that I use for investing. The mathematical probability of being able to get this compute out of $6 million is 0.00001% probability. So not me. That's their own tech. When I ran my model and based on CapEx spend of other companies. Now, is there an AI bubble? I think there's a lot of companies that don't have any real AI that have acted like they do, and they're going to fall apart. So, yes. But will NVIDIA be fine? Yes. Meta be fine? Yes. Will Oracle be fine? Yes. Will AMD be fine? Yes. And a lot of people who kept calling for this AI bubble are people who missed out on buying NVIDIA. The same dirty Mac and Elon did over that Stargate project, what got stolen from Microsoft, and he's mad because he didn't get part of that spend. So in order for DeepSeek to be great, let's just go through some of them and say that they are better. They got to be OpenAI, O1, O1 Mini, Gemini, Gemini 1.5, Claude, Nova Pro, Llama 3 and 3.3, GPT 4.0, GPT 4.0 Mini. It's a lot of competition. So is the AI bubble overhyped? I think there are too many companies who attach themselves to be AI facing, and they weren't. But NVIDIA, no. And also, too, it's a conversation about interest rates that people are afraid of. And I think this just took the leadership cycle. And for everyone who said you found the next quant company, why are you afraid of DeepSeek? Because quantum is superior. If you found the quant company that are going to rule the next 20 years, why are you asking me if you should sell off your quant position because of DeepSeek? It makes no sense.
I think the question that they, can you create innovation without advanced hardware? That's the question, right? Like, is it possible? And so when we're talking about advanced hardware, you're talking about the NVIDIAs, you're talking about the Broadcoms, you're talking about the AMDs, you're talking about the Micron. Like, that's advanced hardware. Yeah. Now, is NVIDIA overhyped? I can't use the word overhyped because they're still going to be necessary. Even for DeepSeek, if you look at how it's built, it still needs the GPUs. Does it need as many GPUs is the real question. Mm-hmm. But you're still going to need them. And so that's the first thing. And then it's, is this a war to who's first? Right?
Absolutely.
So like if China is saying like, hey, we have this company and we can do it for this efficiency, then when you try to use it today, why can't we use it if it's a global thing, right? So like that there's that part of it. And then it talks about efficiency from our standpoint. Like I said, think about the amount of money that has been allocated. Last week, we talked about $500 billion. That was for AI expansion, data centers, and everything adjacent to it. Energy, we saw Vista go down today. We saw VRT move down today. We saw GEV move down today. All these are energy components, Broadcom, connectivity, Arista. All these things pulled down because of this quote-unquote efficiency. The other thing is this, man. People want new buy-in points, right? Like the market has to fall so people can buy in.
Absolutely.
If DeepSeek was created in December of 2023, if it was this efficient, is it coincidental that it is this announcement is happening after all those, everybody's said that they're going to have their CapEx and it's the same week of these Mag 7 earnings? Meta's reporting this week. Apple's reporting this week. Microsoft's reporting this week. In 2 weeks, NVIDIA will be reporting. Big companies reporting with their numbers and what they've been spending. Coincidental? I don't know.
So,
And the real conversation is, were they able to get some of those GPUs in China that they were not supposed to get in for the infrastructure? Now, that's a conversation that needs to be had.
Oh, during the ban.
Well, the thing about it is that you never buy stocks at all-time highs.
Facts.
So that stocks always pull back for one reason or another.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between a pullback and a reset. Because a reset, you can actually just reset the whole landscape and it can change potentially forever. As opposed to a pullback, which would just pull back for the second and then just go back to things as normal. So we'll the question is, will things be as normal or will it be a reset in the space? Like I said, I don't think anybody doesn't think NVIDIA is not going to be here anymore. But will it be a reset in the space where chip stocks will not be leading like they were?
And in the cycle of America, what could replace it? It's a great question. But what will replace it? I think NVIDIA is here to stay. AMD, I think, is going to have a monster year. But what when people talk sector rotation, and some people talk, well, banking is doing better. I'm like, you're not going to go buy Bank of America. I mean, shout to Brian Moynihan, an amazing person. You're not buying Bank of America over AMD. Like, AMD is neck and neck with Apple in terms of returns over the last 5 years. It's not talked about because of what sector they're in. So would there be a reset? I've been really big on, I don't think the energy companies are going to do what they did last year. So NVIDIA would do well. AMD would do well. Meta would do well as a result. Tesla would do well. They have a lot of compute over there as well. But everyone just slapping AI on their stock to make the value go up. Yeah, that's over with.
I'm on the record saying I believe energy will do well. Will it have 50, 60% gains? Nobody can call that. Will it do well? Yeah. From the standpoint of what we're talking about, efficiency. How do we make energy more efficient if we know that it's going to cost us this amount to have this type of compute? And not just in the GPU space, but if you're even talking about in the crypto space as well, like that still requires energy to run at its highest and most efficient capacity.
For sure.
So like, even like I said, like when we talked about this data center revolution, like they originally would house to, and they were mining Bitcoin, right? When you saw how much energy it took, we have to create more efficient ways to have connectivity, to have coolant. All that is inside of it. Now, obviously, with AI being at the forefront, yeah, it's dual purpose in a sense where, like, hey, we need it for this too. So I still think energy is going to be a story this year.
So, okay. So let's speak even a little bit clearer for the people. What stocks do you think would be good buys?
NVIDIA? Apple, Meta.
All right, let's go a little deep dive.
AMD.
I'm the advocate for the people, and I know what the people will say. So, what's the stocks that are not in the Mag 7 that I've look, Troy, because you've championed a lot of these other companies. So, these companies that are not in the Mag 7.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still confident about these companies, or are you starting to feel a little bit nervous?
No, I'm still confident.
Well, all right, which of these companies would you be enthusiastic about now, tomorrow morning, buying? Because all of them are down. Like we got. Yeah.
I'm still in TSM. That's not a Mag 7.
No. I'm talking about the VSTs.
Well, you said Mag 7.
Okay. The lower ranked.
Yeah, VST. Yeah, I actually went.
MU.
Yeah, so I went shopping. Even right, like so when. And again, it's one of these mindset things, right? We see a pullback like that. I woke up, I saw NASDAQ was down 800 points. I'm like, all right, we already have some money in reserves. Now let's see if we can get some of these price points that we were saying prior to. And so when I saw VST get down to a number, I was like, oh, it ran up to 199 last week. I'm like, damn, it might have outran me. I saw it go back down to 148. I'm like, all right, well, it's back in the range where I wanted to get it at. So I went shop. I did grab some VST because, again, I still think energy is going to be a story. We spoke about this on the Thursday call about a company that, I mean, if we look at its chart over the past 6 months and we look about the story in AI, it pulled back to a point and I'm like, all right, down at 110. Let me go grab some contracts down there. And that is Arista Networks, ANET. And so I think the story stays the same for at least 2025 for sure. But again, when we do these contracts, I'm going, you know, out for a lot further with maximum potential of growth, right? And so
you're still confident in all your companies?
I'm still in all. I actually went shopping today. I'll be honest with you. I went shopping.
And what'd you buy?
I'll show you in a second. You want to see it? So I bought VST because it got to a point. I bought VRT, right? Again, energy as well. And talking about cooling for the data centers. So I'm still in the data center revolution. I got more contracts on TSM because that's pulled back. I already had the 105 that I exercised, and I talked about that on the class. I had a 180. We went down and got some more down at the 195 range. And I got one more. I don't even know if it got full. I'll chat. I'll fill you in when I open up my brokerage. But I definitely got those three for sure. And then I had one that was just pending.
And I'll play devil's advocate to my own position. The threat the DeepSeek does pose is open source. But what happens when Trump knocks on somebody's door, maybe Elon's, and say, hey, make Grok AI open source so we don't have to deal with this threat in China? Then what? DeepSeek? You're screwed. I'll wait till the second hour to curse. Thank you to the families and the parents that watch with your kids. Love you.
Oh,
my heart goes out to you.
My fourth one was Palo Alto. I bought more.
But they do have an advantage of education. They have smart people.
1,000%.
And they have a unified government. They have a lot of... So you can't just count
them out. You're right.
Can't count them out.
No, I'm not counting it out. I because it's either a couple of things are going to happen, right? Like either American companies are going to say, hey, they're onto something and we've got this wrong and they have to cut back spending, right? But then that spending is going where, right? These are the CapEx numbers already for 2025. So this money has already been allocated out,
yep.
Right? So by the time we see it, it's already been spent, right? So like when NVIDIA reports, Meta has already spent the money with them, right? Like yeah. Microsoft has already spent the money with them by the time we see the report. So what does that look like for 2026? We gotta really monitor this.
We'll see.
And you know who didn't have all this CapEx in AI? Manzana. My favorite investment move is when people get to pitching me things that I don't need. Let me wait 3 months to 6 months to see if I still want it. Apple is on fire today as a result. And the thing is, too, and I keep stressing this, it's not the sexy media answer. A lot of you needs to stop chasing the next new thing week to week. I just thought y'all loved quantum and that bullshit collection of stocks. Sorry to the parent. Like, yo, what do we like?
Yeah, but even Apple pulled back, right? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, we saw Apple run up to 253. We spoke about it. We're like, what is the innovation? It pulls back down to 225, and people are like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but, I mean, it's a big week for Apple.
For the long term.
Yeah. Obviously, long-term vision, you're looking at this as a great opportunity for a buy point. But this is a big week for Apple. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
And Rashad, I agree with your point. The only thing in a SWOT analysis that we have to remember is that their own leadership are keeping – they have some amazing companies that are publicly traded, and they've kept them quiet the last 3 years. I don't think they're going to let this one flourish.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. see a trading opportunity, you will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.